You know, recording the intros for these podcasts is exhausting. We should just put up a sign
saying podcast starts now.
Yeah, we just point to the sign. We say the sign says it.
Well, it's audio. They can't see the sign.
Oh, yeah. This is the theme for the engine podcast,
friends of the end. And now they start talking. There's something on Reddit this morning that I think is very relatable for everybody.
Okay.
Somebody posted, if it snows, please stay home. When you learn to drive in the sun, we will discuss driving in the snow.
So true.
That's right. Reddit is being America's dad this morning.
Yes.
Snowmageddon has arrived.
I know. There's either two reactions. Either, well, like Gina just did, she ran to the door and opened it and was like, this.
Oh, yeah. You were like a six-year-old running to the window going, it's snowing. It's
like
beautiful.
Christmas morning. It's here. It's here.
And then there's everybody else that's like, the world is going to end.
Right.
Right.
At least being Friday, that way you got a couple of days you really don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have a, I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but I think everybody agrees to about pharmaceutical companies are like purposely jacking up prices and
they
you know, blah, blah, blah.
That's a given.
Like, yeah. So there's some conspiracy, like I'm not a flat earther, but I just want to throw this out there. Every time something really bad in Nashville happens, we're talking like the Nashville flood of 2010,
right?
Right before the pandemic, the tornadoes that came through and did horrible damage.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, and not just in Nashville, but like you know, other tropical storms, hurricanes, tsunamis. There's one common denominator every time.
Okay,
would he play the audio I have? Labeled Doom Man.
Okay.
Because this is the common denominator around every natural disaster.
Good morning from Music City here in Nashville, Tennessee. We are expecting all snow.
It's Jim Cantore.
Oh my God. It looks like it rained last
night. He's in town.
Yes.
This is the brine solution. This is what allows the frozen to remain liquid at a much lower temperature, like down into the 20s, because we are expecting all snow here in Nashville.
I heard the rumor he was in town, and
if he shows
up, you know you're in for it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Hunker down.
What if he's not predicting things that are going to happen, but making them happen? Wherever he shows up, bad stuff happens.
Is he a weather expert? Or is he Satan?
I think he's a villain. I claim thee a villain. Do not allow Jim Cantore into your town.
He's the weather Grinch.
He is. He will bring nothing but destruction.
Oh, wow. Three things you want to know this morning. Well, congratulations. You made it all the way to annual Quitter's Day.
Ooh.
I guess the second Friday of January is traditionally the day most people give up on their New Year's resolutions. So... Quitter's Day. Get out there and quit.
Or don't. Stick it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What it's not supposed to is encourage people to quit.
Yeah,
it's just,
quit Quitter's Day.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. That's the only quitting we encourage.
Yeah.
Quit quitting. out in California, it of course is still going terrible with all the wildfires ravaging through LA. You know, thousands of homes have been destroyed. And, you know, one of the problems that they've had is they have a lack of water to fight the fires, which is just, you know, making things even harder. Some people have said, well, you know, these fires are right near the ocean. Can't they just use water from the ocean to help put out the fire?
Yeah.
And the answer is no, they can't, because that is salt water. And they really need to pick up fresh water because salt water corrodes the
any
airplanes that drop
water.
Oh,
wow.
And it would destroy that equipment. And they also say that like dropping that much, like the water would evaporate, but the salt would stay there for years. And like just not, it would be, you couldn't grow anything there forever. So
plus all the fish would be going saying, what the hell's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is another
thing. Where's
my
food going?
Yeah, exactly.
What about the pools that all of these people have in their backyards? Like,
that big of a fire, I think the pool water is not going to do a whole lot.
Yeah, yeah, no. The chlorine probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Stupid question. My bad.
That's okay. That's right. We're just thinking out loud.
just trying to solve the fires
just
here.
Trying to be a problem solver.
So Jenny's Ice Cream, fan favorite here around Nashville
local.
They are debuting a new flavor. Get ready. It's a green smoothie flavor.
Okay.
Yep. So it has bananas, pineapple, oranges, mango, and coconut cream, and spinach.
Okay.
There that's why it's green.
There's for the green.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Okay. But you had to slip in something healthy at the end.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
That's like the green smoothie. It actually looks decent. It's like white with green swirls and stuff. I will probably try that because I do like fruity flavored ice cream.
Yeah, and I always need to have like healthy stuff snuck into other things.
Right.
To at least make you think you're being healthy. Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fool yourself into health.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Of course, they had the Consumer Electronics Show. Samsung revealed a new smart refrigerator that will ping your phone if you leave the door open. If it's that smart, why doesn't it just close the freaking door for you?
Yeah, yes! That's not a smart fridge. Again. That's an annoying fridge.
Yeah, that's an annoying fridge.
It is.
It is. I don't need another notification.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
When we come across something where we see somebody speaking the truth
right. That
we all know, as soon as we hear it, we go, that is the truth.
Right.
That we would share it with you.
And a little segment we call
Preach. Let's get us in the mood. This one's about using your computer. I think we can all relate to this woman.
I'm so tired of logging into things. I'm so tired of it. I can't believe I'm going to have to log into things for the rest of my life. Just let me see my things. My things are right there. Just be logged in. Could we just be logged in for once? And don't get me started on the keep me logged in checkbox, okay? This is the closed elevator doors button all over again. I know bullshit when I smell it. If I ever see the person that programmed that little checkbox, it is absolutely on sight. I just want to be logged in. And all you cybersecurity people that told the websites that we need to be changing our passwords every 5 minutes, you're next. I don't care if that makes me safer. I will go ahead, hack my shit. You're gonna hate what you find, okay? I just want to be logged in.
And if one of you smart little punks comes into my comments and tells me I should be using a password manager,
okay, I wish, bucko, this can't be the future.
Wow.
It's so true. And the worst one.
She needs to lay down.
Yes.
The worst one is Xfinity. Do you guys have Xfinity?
Oh, yeah.
I have. I don't have it now, but I have had it.
Oh, my gosh. My parents let me use theirs so I can, like, live or, like, stream
TV shows and stuff.
And, oh, I've thrown my phone in the gym before. I've gone on a rant on the App Store on them. Like, that is the worst app and login system ever created. So, girl, I feel you. Preach. I'm the choir. You're preaching to me.
All right. The following segment brought to you by Xfinity. Not really. I love it when you have to prove to a computer that you're not a computer.
Yeah.
I know.
And you type everything incorrectly and you still got it wrong.
Yeah.
I know.
How does that work?
Pardon us for a moment while we hurt ourselves trying to pat each other on the back. For coming into work today.
When I came into work today, our friend Dagwood, who works at the station next door, I saw on his truck that to clear his windshield when he leaves, later in the day, he put a part of a cardboard box over his windshield.
Oh, that way you collect the snow and just take the cardboard
box off and
gives a clear windshield.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's smart. So I realized I had a throw rug from Aldi, the kind you put at the entranceway, you rub your boots
on. Oh,
yeah,
like a doormat. Yeah.
Yeah. And I said, oh, I forgot to bring that out. It's been sitting in the car. So I just laid that across my windshield.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
smart.
But then, Gina, you had a much more involved way of protecting your windshield from snow and ice.
Yeah, our house looked like a science project last night. Landon saw on TikTok that if
that's your husband.
Yes, yeah, my sweet, sweet husband.
I'm sensing a bless your heart coming along.
Absolutely,
bless his heart.
Ready for it.
Okay.
He saw on TikTok that if you put garbage can, or not garbage cans, garbage bags on your windshield. You can just like pull them off when it snows.
Yep.
And you know, it serves the same purpose.
Sure.
So I asked him to use our not good garbage bags for this experiment.
Don't use the good garbage bags.
Yeah, please don't use the good garbage bags.
You have good garbage bags and bad garbage bags?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, we do at our house.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, those special occasions.
I think it was one of those where I was like, I need garbage bags and I'll just buy the cheap ones, and they're definitely the cheap ones.
And then you have the heavy duty ones that we use.
And then my parents
like,
came into town and they bought me the Glad ones. Yeah.
The good ones.
Yeah. I felt bad for you.
Yeah. So he was cutting them up last night and tying them together, and we're going to see if it works. I don't know.
Good.
How do they stay on the windshield instead of blow away?
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I was like, this is going to blow away before it even snows. And he's like, no, you shut the garbage bag in your door. So I was like, okay. Well, when he went to go do that, there was only a like couple inches of the flap.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a lot to grab onto with the door.
So when he, like, it was just enough, you know, just enough to cover his windshield. So when he went to go close the door, it flapped out, and he kept giving him a hard time. And so it was a little bit of a struggle bus moment, but we got through it.
Okay.
And now I'm kind of beating myself up because I didn't even check to see if it was still on there when I left this morning. But
well, I think if it was on there, you probably wouldn't down be the street. Able to see.
Yeah. I guess I could probably check my Ring camera. But I'll report back on Monday to see if it stays on.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready to play Gender Wars Now, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. GoingPostalBrentwood.com is their website. Our contestants, we have Michelle for the ladies in the audience in Nashville. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck to you.
Welcome.
For the guys, we have Chris in Mount Washington, Kentucky. Hello there, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, we have a Get Acquainted question to kind of limber up your brain with.
Yeah, let's start with Chris. If you could meet anyone in history, who would you like to meet?
Tom Petty. I never got to see him in concert. Yeah. He seems like he'd be really cool guy to meet in person.
That's
pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, that'd definitely be a bucket list thing. I never got to see him either. Yeah. There was one, it was sold out.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, I'm out of luck. Let's go with Michelle's answer. If you could meet anyone in history, who would it be?
Jimmy Carter, just such a great human.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He will be missed.
Yeah, kind of no like, kidding.
Yeah,
he did so many things after he stopped being president. Yeah, it was amazing.
Right. Just, good guy.
All right, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use. If you can't answer your question, you're going to force it on your opponent, but they could steal your point. Michelle, multiple choice is an ugly stick, something you'd use for golf, hunting, or fishing.
Hunting.
Hunting, no.
Oh.
No, it's a fishing rod.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, it's a 0-0 game. Chris has a chance to start off in the lead.
All right, Chris, was Nick Lachey a member of O-Town, 98 Degrees, or the Backstreet Boys?
98 Degrees.
Yes.
Correct.
Yep.
All right, good job.
Okay, Chris first on the board.
Okay, see if you can bounce back with this one, Michelle. Who plays the title role in the John Wick movies?
I'm going to screw.
Okay. She says, Chris may not know it. Let's see.
Who is plays the title role in the John Wick movies, Chris?
Keanu Reeves.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
And look at that. It's 2-0. There's no way that Michelle can catch up. Are we already done?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We're already done.
We just started.
We barely got to know you, and now we're finished.
I know. We just poured you a cup of coffee, and now you got to go.
We're just getting comfortable in our chairs, and now it's done. Well, congratulations, Chris. We're going to hook you up with tickets to see Rod Stewart in concert along with a Cheap Trick that's going to be next summer at Ascend Amphitheater.
Yeah. Yep. Something to look forward to in these cold winter months.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right.
Yeah, we play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning. Actually, not tomorrow morning. Let's try Monday morning.
Sure.
At 7:20 and 8:20. Thanks for tuning in our Eurostone studios in our warm, safe control room as we look out the window at the snow gently falling.
It's very pretty.
It is nice if you don't have to go out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we were at Children's Hospital of Vanderbilt. We go out during every month to play bingo with the kids. and we were all kind of sharing our, you know, going to the grocery store horror stories.
Yeah. So some people had a lot of luck and got whatever they needed, and yeah, other people went to see bear shells.
Yeah, there was a Mamie, one of our friends over there, showed a picture of like going to like Publix and there being one single banana
in the entire like giant banana display. In fact, if you want to see it, you can like follow Woody and Jim Show on Facebook. We've posted some of the pictures.
Yeah,
of yeah, like there ain't nobody in her section of Nashville,
right,
that needs a banana or salad. Like the entire salad,
yeah,
thing was just like decimated.
And if you're snowed in, why are you eating salad? I have to admit, after we were done at Vanderbilt talking about it yesterday, mm-hmm, I said, well, I'm going to stop by the store and get what people really want when you're snowed in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to Kroger and I got mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
I got bagel bites. I got Doritos. I got Lipitor.
I went to the liquor store.
Oh, see, like, there you go.
That's,
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
the place you should,
yeah,
go.
Milk and bread. How about whiskey?
Yeah.
I still don't understand the milk and bread thing. I don't get it.
Same. Yeah, I know.
It's like staples.
I know. It's like, I guess you can do a lot with bread, but I don't see as much you can do with milk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I guess if the power goes out, you could just put it on the back porch because it's cold.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, but I don't know. You can do the same with whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
And then, yeah, you can pour your Maker's Mark over your, you know, cereal in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you need to start, yeah, a bonfire, yeah, you could just,
yeah, yeah, you know, yeah, or you just breathe on it with your breath and just start a fire. Three things you want to know this morning.
So he has been the voice of the Tennessee Titans since they began in,
yeah,
Music City. Mike Keith has decided he is moving on to the next chapter of his life, which is actually a previous chapter. He's no longer going to be the Titans play-by-play guy. He's going back to the job he left to take the Titans job, which is calling plays for the Tennessee Vols.
Oh, cool.
So
good for him.
We just had a 25th anniversary of the Music City Miracle. This,
yeah,
is like his most famous moment around the world of what happened 25 years ago.
Be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25. Yeah, pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's
40,
got something.
50,
he's got it.
40,
he's got
30,
it.
20, 10.
He's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field. It's a miracle.
So
that still gives me chills.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That was such a cool moment.
It is. It's, yeah, amazing. It's what he'll forever be known for.
Yeah.
He's like the nicest, most professional guy, too.
Yeah.
We've met him on a couple occasions.
He's a cool dude.
So good luck to him in his next chapter. Let's just see who's going to be coming up next.
Does anybody really want to be the Titans announcer right now?
Well, I think it's like, you know, it's one of those things where, like, oh, if you want to, when the Titans get better,
yeah,
you want,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
job, you're going to have to take him now. While they're
not as good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, here's something you never hear anybody say. I was in a bad mood. Then I went on social media and now suddenly I'm showered with joy. Nobody ever says that. A new study from Harvard says if you're on the internet all the time on social media, you're more likely to be super irritable all the time.
Makes sense.
Huh.
That's why on the internet right now on social media, my rule is less politics, more puppies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good rule to live by.
Totally.
Puppies and kittens and elephants.
That's what
I... Oh, baby elephants are so cute.
Baby elephants are so cute.
I follow at least three,
yeah,
elephants.
Oh, yeah.
TikToks.
You gotta, like,
Instagrams.
You got to, like, cleanse the palate from all the, the hate.
Yeah. No, especially,
kidding,
like, right now, too.
Yeah, sure. No kidding. Gina.
So if you guys are curious which roads will be snowplowed today, Nashville.gov has a list of all of the roads that will be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it posted on our Facebook and Instagram, so if you guys are curious to check that out and see what roads around you will be clear of the snow, you can go check it out there.
Excellent.
Right. Yep. Very cool.
Did you just know that they don't plow your street?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they just wait for nature's snow plow.
Yes.
The sun.
Yes.
Well, there's eight words when a police officer has you roll down the window and he asks you these words. There is an answer to, do you know how fast you were driving?
Mm-hmm.
An attorney has said there is a perfect answer for,
okay,
that. But I just wanted to, like, have you had that happen to you where you've been pulled over and the cop asks you that question?
Yeah. I had an old Camaro that only the speedometer went up to 85. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And so actually I was pulled over in Oklahoma one time and they said, do you know how fast you're going? I said, no, my speedometer only goes up to 85. I thought that would be a refreshing joke and he would love it. But no, he gave me a ticket.
Not so much.
No.
I have no idea how fast I was going.
That was an expensive joke.
We were hoping you would tell me. Okay, so what are you supposed to say?
Okay, well, first I'm going to go through some of the ones that just like not to say.
Okay,
and,
all right.
And one of the things listed is what you did, Woody.
Okay.
Which is like say, yep, I was topping out at 82 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
In a school zone or something, you know. Like so that's bad.
Okay.
Right?
Don't do that.
So don't answer with that. And then, like, don't answer with, like,
I believe I was going 54 miles per hour, like one below the,
because that seems like you're just lying.
You're just lying. Yeah. They know
just
it.
Annoyed at this
they know
point.
You're lying.
Exactly. So the perfect answer to do you know how fast you were driving is, I believe I was going the speed limit.
Oh.
Because if you like say, I don't know.
Yeah.
The police officer can say whatever he wants, and that's gospel at that point.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because you've already said, I don't know.
Yeah, I clocked you at 75 miles an hour, so yeah, that's how fast you were going.
So,
yeah.
Like, as far as legally, if you say, I believe I was going the speed limit, you're neither confessing to speeding, nor are you lying. Because you believe that you were going the speed limit.
Right.
Yeah. Or what it should be.
Right, yeah, right.
In some cases.
Yeah, that's an answer they didn't state.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, I believe this speed limit should be what I was driving.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes especially you go through a small town or everything and the speed limit goes from like, you know, 70 to 35, you know, in 2 seconds.
Yeah, they just changed the speed limit on Bell Road where I live.
Oh, really?
It used to be 50 miles an hour and now it's 40.
Oh,
you must
man.
Feel like you're crawling now.
Oh, my gosh. It's brutal. And then I'm like, you know, right behind a car. What is it called?
Tailgating?
Tailgating, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking that was a different thing. And and then I'm like, oh, no, I'm the problem. Like, I'm going 55, tailgating, you know. Like
trying to get the car in front of me to move faster.
Yeah.
Probably don't want to say that to a police officer either. Sorry, I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah.
Go Taylor Swift on him.
You're not a Swiftie? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I know. It's supposedly for safety. They made it from 50 to 40. But you also know that, you know, cha-ching, cha-ching. They're going to make a lot of ticket
money. Yeah, we need to meet our ticket quota for the month.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
So the answer is, I believe I was going the speed limit.
I also believe children are our future, and we should teach them well and let them lead the way. You need a little Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbu, I'll go around the neighborhood.
This is a really sweet coincidence. A 50-year-old guy in Chicago loved going to a bakery. It's called Gimme Some Sugar.
Ooh, I like
which
that.
I love the name of that.
It's a great name.
And really kind of fell in love with the lady that owned the place, a lady named Lenore. Mm-hmm. And he was adopted and then for some reason took a DNA test and found out that Lenore was actually his birth mother.
No way.
That gave him up for adoption when she was 17.
So the lady who was serving him the baked goods all those years that he loved so much was his mom?
Was his birth mom.
Wow.
And they found out, I guess, a few years ago, Lenore had a stroke. She's okay now. Okay. But he started working at the bakery with her to help her out. And now he quit his other job, and he just does that full time with his mom.
Oh, I just got the chills.
It's so sweet. Excellent. Yeah, they kind of got together.
I caught him from the bakery line because I wasn't sure, you know, who he was or anything.
Give me some sugar pops up. I didn't order anything. I'm thinking, I got, why? And I'm like, Miss Lenore? Like, yeah. I'm like, this is for Mars.
Just screaming. Yeah, we're just like screaming.
It was a lot of, oh my God.
We're just like, oh my goodness, no!
Yeah,
no! Are you kidding? No!
Isn't that sweet? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I mean, what a really random coincidence.
They were meant to be
They were meant
reunited.
To be together.
Yeah.
No kidding. There you go. Hope that made you smile. A little Woody and Jim mood boost on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. A snowy weekend ahead of us. What are we going to do?
I'm going to have an old-fashioned weekend.
Yeah?
I'm just going to drink old fashioned.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's good.
I love it.
That and a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was thinking I might watch Empire Strikes Back, you know, because it starts on the ice planet Hoth.
Yeah.
And I figure, well, things aren't that bad here. At least I don't have to cut open my tauntaun with my lightsaber to survive.
You sound like such a nerd right now.
Such a nerd, but God. I'm here for it. I love Star
Guilty.
Wars.
Guilty.
Yeah. I love Star Wars.
I'm proud of my nerddom.
Yeah, it's great.
Gina, what you doing?
I'm going to attempt to go to the gym. My back's still kind of hurting, but I'm going to see what I can do.
Power through it.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think Landon and I are just going to have a Sons of Anarchy movie fest and just binge watch that.
How many times have you watched all the seasons all the way through?
Maybe three.
Really?
This, not sure. That's a lot.
Yeah,
wow.
This may be my third or fourth. I can't remember. But I have forgotten quite a bit. Like, Landon knows I've seen it. And so he's like, why are you still surprised? Like, why do you ask what's going on? And I'm like, because I love watching TV. So there's a lot of other things that I've watched. It's been a couple years since I've watched it. And so,
yeah, I mean, we our brains are full sometimes.
Yeah.
And we have to let some other information go.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
We enjoy it like it's the first time.
Yeah. So
how many seasons are there?
Seven.
Really?
Yeah. We're on the fifth season right now.
Mm.
That's an investment.
That is.
Yeah. There's only, I think the first two seasons, there's only 11 episodes, and then the rest are like 13. So, and they're an hour long. So
okay,
you can push through. It's not as daunting as it seems.
It's a workout.
Yeah.
I got to push through.
Yeah.
Feel the burn.
I've got 5 seconds left. I can do it.
All right. Y'all be safe.
Yes.
Drive slowly, you guys. Come on now.